Sefer on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Omer of Nachman, Machlokes bin Mekomi, Machlokes between Rav Meir and Yehuda, whether only an Oni can make an Eruv without Pas, or also an Asher, is only where he makes the Eruv bin Mekomi, where he says, he goes to the place, and he says, in this place I want the Eruv to be Chal, and he's there. Rav Meir sover Iker Eruv Pas, Rav Meir holds the Iker Eruv is with a Pas, and therefore it only helps for a person who basically has pass, but they were makel by an Oni who doesn't have a pass to be ma'are baraglof, to go to that place and say the Erev should be there. But lechatchila, you have to have a pass, you have a pass, you have to go with the pass. Oni who dakilu rabban and Eliyahu, but an Oni they were makel, meaning an Oni throughout the sugya here means somebody who's on the road. And according to Rashi, the Beis Yosef says, an Oni means somebody who has two conditions. One is that he's on the road, and the other is he doesn't have a pass with him. If he has a pass, even if he's on the road, he has to be ma'arev with pass. But he's a person who's on the road, doesn't have a pass with him, and because of that, they were mako that he should be able to make the Erev if he's there, according to Rav Nachman, without a pass. It's a cool, but an usher, a person who's not on the road, or he has a pass, according to Rashi. According to others, you don't need that condition. Even if he has a pass, but he's on the road, he's considered an Oni. And if he's at home, in other words, he intends to go home Friday night, not to continue on his traveling. And he's, what's it called, just trying to make an Eruv to extend from his house, then he's an Osher, whether he has a pass or not. Right? If he's home, then he has to get a pass, otherwise he can't make an Eruv. Okay, so that's an Osher. So an Oni, somebody who's on the road, and according to Rashi, doesn't have a pass, or according to the other Rishonim, even if he has a pass, they were Mako, since he's traveling, that he can go to a certain place, and that place say, this is where I want to be called the Shlisa. And then continue on from there, another 2,000 Amos.
The definition of Asher has to be in his own home, or any just in a place? Anywhere?
Where he's spending Shabbos, right. In other words, he's going to spend Shabbos there, and he's not traveling on the road. And the next day, he's going to use that Eruv to go to a certain place. Aval Asher lo. But an Asher, even Bimkomi, doesn't help. Okay, even if he goes there, he has to go there with a pass, or send somebody else there with a pass. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Iker Eruv Bereg. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Iker Eruv was going there Bereg. Right? Echad Oni v'Echad Asher. Doesn't make a difference of an Oni or an Asher. If you're there, that's fine. The Kula was that they let you not be there and send somebody else with a pass. That's the Kula. But if you're there, Oni, Asher, that's the Iker Eruv. So that's what's, and that also helps Bimkomi. If you're there, right, then even without a pass, and even if you're not traveling, you're going to go back to your house Friday night and use that Erev to go an extra 2,000 Amos, right, that's also okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you don't have a pass, as long as you go there. That's the machlokas, according to Rabbi Nachman, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. It's talking about where the person went there. He's in that place, Erev Shabbos. He made the Erev without a pass. So if he's an Oni who's traveling, it helps according to everybody. And if he's an Asher who's just making this Erev, so the next day he can extend his Tum, then he, according to Rabbi Meir, you need a pass. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good enough. But, Avol B'makom Ploni, but if he didn't go to that place, Mamish, he just said, I want my Shvisa to be in a place which is in 2,000 Amos from when he was, when Shabbos came in, and I recognize the place, these four Amos under this tree, but he's not there. Then Divrei HaKol, Oni in, Asher lo. That only helps for an Oni. That doesn't help for an Asher. That only helps for somebody who's traveling. But for a guy in his house, he can't say, Erev Shabbos in his house, I know a tree less than 2,000 Amos from here, I want that's where my Shvisa. That everybody holds doesn't help. And what's it called? It only helps for an Oni, it doesn't help for an Asher. According to everybody, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it helps only if you're there. But if you're not there, you're just projecting where your Makom Shvisa is, that doesn't help unless you're traveling. The Zuhi Sha'amru, Mankton, and that what in the Mishnah which says, this is where we said that, what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? V'zui she'amru he'oni ma'ari baraglov. Right? So what is that going according to? This is the case where the Rabbanan said, an oni can be ma'ari baraglov, mank toni lo Rav Meir. That goes according to Rav Meir. Right? They are haikoi, on which case? A'eno makir, o she'eno baki ba'alocha. Right? The case where, what's it called? That the oni has to be ma'ari baraglov, has to go there, is a case where he doesn't know a place, so he can't say, this is the place or whatever, right? Velo amru ma'arvin b'pas elo l'hakim. Velo amru ma'arvin b'pas elo l'hakim, the end of the Mishnah, which says that they only made the halacha of pas l'hakim on an osher, that he doesn't have to go there. He can send somebody else there with a pas. Who said that? Man k'tani lo Rabbi Yehuda. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Who said, what's it called, that ikar is ma'arv v'regel, and therefore even an usher can be ma'arev v'regel as long as he goes to the place before Shabbos without a pas. And Rav Meir holds no. Ikar Eruv is with pas, and an usher, even if he goes to the place before Shabbos, has to bring a pas. But an oni, right, who isn't makar some other place or whatever, so he has to be in the place where he wants to make his Eruv, he doesn't need a pas. That's the machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Nachman. Rav Chisda Omar, machlokas v'makom ploni. Rav Chisda says no. The machlokas is where the guy's not in the place, and he's projecting his shvisa to a place that he recognizes. Right? That's where Rav Meir holds sober ani in Asherlo. Only an ani can do that. Only if you're on the way to the Rabbanan, where they makel to say that if you recognize a place that's within 2,000 amas, that's a dover mesuyam, a makom mesuyam, that you can make what's it called, make the eruv there. But an Asherlo, but an Asher can't do that. Right, to make his Eruv in a place where he's not, without a pass, just with a declaration that they weren't nakel for an usher, only for an ani. Right, before we go on, I just want to dedicate the shiur for a refuah shleima for Ben Zion, Ben Tomer Gittel, Ari Varon's son, at an appendicitis attack. So, Mitzvah Hashem, he should be well. Okay. The Rabbi Yehuda sover echad ani v'echad usher. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, even in that case, even an usher who's at home, and he recognizes a place within 2,000 amas of his home, and he wants to extend his Eruv, he can say, Erev Shabbos, right, I want my Shvisa to be in that place, 2,000 amas, right, that, what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda holds helps. And Rabbi Meir says, that doesn't help. Avo b'mkomi, but if he's actually there, if he goes there, Baraglov, he doesn't bring a pas, then divrei akol echadoni v'echad usher. Then everybody holds the Iker Eruv Beregel, that the Iker Eruv is being there. The Rabbanim were makel that an usher could send his pass also. But since if you're there, then it always helps no matter what. The only case where they argue is if you're not there. Did they make that cool if you're not there for an Ani only? That's what Yehuda, that's what Meir holds. Or they made it even for an usher, and that's what Yehuda holds. Okay. V'zuhi sha'amru man k'tani la. That was the Mishnah says. V'zuhi sha'amru ani ma'ani baragla. Mashma, only an ani. What case is that going on? Rav Meir. That goes according to Rav Meir. V'ahaykoi, which case? Aha, mishabo baderech v'choshcha. Right? Where a person is traveling, and he doesn't, what's it called, then he recognizes a place, and he makes that place, what's it called, he's in a place where he, what's it called, he's Ma'arav Baraglav in his place, then that helps. That's the case. The case is where he is there, and he doesn't have a pass. That's an Ani alone can do. Right? If he's in the place. But Rav Meir holds that if he's not in the place, and he's projecting the Eruv to another place, that even, that also an Ani can do. You're right. So this is an Ani, Ma'arav Baraglav, is talking where only you're in your place. Even what's it called? The Shalobim Komo, even Rav Meir holds, even an Ani can't do it. No. According to Rav Chisda, Bim Komo, if he's in the place, Bein Ani, Bein Asher can do it. If he's not in the place, only an Ani can do it. And Rav Yehuda holds, anybody can do it, even not in the place. Okay. The Lo Amru Ma'arvin B'Pas El Elohakil, the end of the Mishnah, which it says, Lo Amru Ma'arvin B'Pas El Elohakil, right? But anybody can do Beregel, right? Even if you're not there, man k'tani la, divrei akol, that's according to everybody. As long as you're there in the place, right? That if you're ma'arav Beregel and you're in the place, then whether you're an ani or an usher, bein Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, it helps according to Rav Chisda. That's how Rav Chisda holds. According to Rav Nachman, it wouldn't help. Even if you're bimkomo, according to Rav Meir, it only helps for an ani, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there it helps for an usher. And according to Rav Nachman, right, if you're not in the place, right, then what's it called? It only helps for an Ani, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it doesn't help at all, according to Rav Meir. it only helps for an Ani, right, Shelo Ben Koma. Right, then everybody holds it only helps for an Ani, right? Even Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says it helps for an Asher if you're in the place, according to Rav Nachman. And according to Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yehuda holds it always helps for an Ani or an Asher. Rav Meir argues only in the case where you're not there, and there he holds it helps for an Ani too. Okay, that's the Machlokes. V'lo yetzei Asher chutz l'tchum, one second. Tanya kavashid Rav Nachman. So there's a brisa like Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman holds that Rav Meir holds that the machlokas between Rav Meir and Yehuda, whether it helps for an usher or not, is only where you're there. If you're not there, then everybody agrees that it doesn't help for an usher. Even Rav Yehuda holds it doesn't help for an usher. Only helps for an ani, somebody on the derech. Okay. So the brisa says like Rav Nachman, echad ani, the echad usher, ma'arvin bepas. Right? Anybody can make an eruv with a pas. Whether you're traveling, whether you're in your house, that for sure helps. Eru b'pas. Okay. V'lo yetzei asher chutz l'tchum, v'yomar shvisasi bimkomi, l'fi shalo amru ma'arvim b'regel, ela mishabob aderech. And an asher shouldn't go out of his tchum. Over here it doesn't mean outside the tchum of 2,000 amas. It means outside of the normal tchum that he had, close to it, and make an eruv, right, to the next day, go extended, right, and say that what's it called? My shvisa should be in this place without a pas. Why? Lefi shelo amru ma'arvin beregula lemishabo baderech v'chashecha divri remeir. Because the whole inyan of being ma'arv beregul without a pas was a kula they made for an ani who's traveling. But they never made that kula for an asher. The ikar eruv is really Rav Nachman says the ikar eruv according to remeir is the pas. And therefore, they never made a kula for an usher who's going to go back home, who's not on the road, right, to be ma'ariv without a pas. So he can't go Erev Shabbos without a pas, go to a place and say, this is where my shvisa is. Doesn't help if he intends to go back home. Only if he's on the road traveling. That's what Rav Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad ani v'echad asher ma'ariv b'regel. Either one could be ma'ariv b'regel. The yetzei asher chutz l'tchum v'yomer tei shvisasi b'mkomi. The Zohu Ikra Shal Erev. And that was, Ikra Erev was Berego. The pass was a kula for an usher who doesn't want to go himself, wants to send an Eved or a Shliach to bring his pass. The Tiru Chacham Lebalabayis, the Shaleach Eruva, Biad Avdo, Biad Beno, Biad Shlucho, Bishvila Hakilolov. The only reason you need a pass is a kula. The pass is not the Ikra Erev. The Ikra Erev is being there. Right? But if you can't be there, they were Makel for a guy who's home, who didn't want to start schlepping out and then coming back home again to send the pass with somebody else. And that's exactly like what's it called, like Rav Nachman. Okay, because the machlokas, according to Rav Nachman, is Iker Eruv Beregel, or is Iker Eruv Bepas. But according to Rav Chisda, everybody holds that Iker Eruv Beregel. And therefore, Bein Asher, Bein Ani, if you're there, it helps no matter what. You don't need a pass, according to everybody. The machlokas is only when you're not there. You're projecting your Erev to another place. Then Rabbi Yehuda holds it helps for an usher also. And what's it called? And Rabbi Meir holds it only helps for an Ani in that case. That's the machlok. Yeah, he did. Right. No. No. What's it called? Rav Nachman also said, Rehuda Savar Iker Eru Berego. And Rav Meir holds Iker Eru Bepas. Rav Chisda held, everybody holds Iker Eru Berego. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Ani hu dekilu rabbonin gabe, haba bederech, the eini mo pas. Rashi says, an Ani is a person who's traveling and doesn't have a pas with him. Hu dekilu rabbonin gabe, lomer shvisasi bimkomi. There, they were makel that he could be in a place, say this is my shvisa, and not put a pas down, and it should be kol the shvisa. V'sheino makir ilan ogeder, o lemakir lomo shvisasi makom ploni. Right? And also, they were matir. Not only do you have to be there, but you can even project it to a place that you're makir. Aval Asher Kigon Yoshev Beveso, but a person who's home, and he's going to be home Friday night. Right? He just wants to extend his tchum from his house. Lo zu velo zu. Neither one will help. You can't go there without a pass, and you surely can't project your Eruv to another place. Iker Eruv Berego, Shvisasi Tachti, Afilu L'Osher, Im Yetze, V'Hichshir, Zeu Iker Mitzvahs Eruv. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. Iker Eruv Berego. The Iker Eruv is being there. It doesn't make a difference in Ani and Osher. If you actually go there, you're called a Shvisa. Kidatani Lo Omer Lo Ari B'Pas. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. The only reason they said with a pass is to be Nekel on a Balabayas who doesn't want to travel there. Erev Shabbos himself. He wants to send a pass. Al the Iker Takanis Eil of Rabbi Yehuda Beregelhi. The Zeu Shomru Chachomim, the Mashma, the Iker Takanta Lavachi Havai. This is where the Chachom were Nekel, but this is not the Iker. Elakula Bialma, who Shomru Eitzel Ha'ani Lari Beraglov. Who does that go according to? Man Komer Le Rameir. Domer Iker Eruv B'Pas. Because according to Rav Nachman, Rav Meir holds, that's the Machlokas, Rav Meir holds Iker Eruv B'Pas, and they were only Makel to do it without a pass for a traveler. And Rav Yehuda holds Iker Eruv Beregel. And that was not a Kula, that's Iker Eruv. They only were Makel for a Balabai to use a pass. Right? And that's going on the case where you don't know of another place, or you're not a Baki, and you don't know you could project your Eruv without actually being there. The Omer Shvisasi Tachti, Alok Omer Rav Meir, the Zoh Shomru Kolomer Vafiu Lahai, the Omer Bimkomi Kulahu. Even the person who says, who's traveling, and says, I want the Eruv to be in my place, that itself is a Kula. Dakilu Rabbanan Gabe, Avalo Zehu Iker Takanas Eruv. It's not the Iker Eruv, that's a Kula. And it only applies to travelers. The Lo Omru La'arib Bepash, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite. The Mashma, the Iker Eruv, Ki Iskin Beregel Iskin. Right? The only reason they said an heir of the past, says Rabbi Yehuda, is to be Makel on the Balabais, who doesn't want to leave his home physically. The Lo Amru B'Pas, the Lo Hakel Ala Asher. But Mi'ikar Adin, the Ikar Eruv, is being there, even without a pass. Machlokas B'Makom Ploni, that's Rav Nachman. Rav Chisda says no. The Machlokas is only where he projects his Eruv to another place. But everybody holds Ikar Eruv B'Regel. That if you're there, that's the Ikar Eruv. You don't need a pass. The Ein Kan Lo Eruv B'Pas Lo Eruv B'Regel. Where you project your Eruv to another place, that's a big Kula. That's not Eruv B'Regel, you're not there. And it's not Eruv B'Pas, you don't have a Pas over there. So then they were Mekel El Amira B'Yalma Allah Kom Rav Meir Oni In Asher Lo. That's Rav Meir holds only in Oni. But every other case, if you're Mamish there, it helps for everybody. And Rav Yehuda holds, even this case helps for everybody. That's Rav Yehuda holds coin for Chiz. Av M'Komi Divrei HaKol Echad Oni V'Echad Asher. The Iker Eruv B'Regel. Because the Iker Eruv is B'Regel. But, since the Iker Eruv is Beregel, they also were matter to project your Eruv, even for a person who's not traveling. Hachi Garcina, v'zehu she'omru, d'mashma de'ein ze Iker Eruv. Right? Ela kulahu de'omer la'oni, al-kochach re'meir ka'omer la. Right? That which, what's it called? There's a special kula for an oni, can only be according to re'meir. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not oni, it's oni v'asher in every case. V'afagadim okminin lo b'misha bo baderech, v'choshkalo, it's not the Iker Eruv, because Iker Eruv is being there. Right? It's a Kula, they were Mekel, but it's still they're Mekel for everybody. Because the Brisa says only an Ani. So therefore it can only go according to Rav Meir. But Rav Yehuda holds they were Mekel, Taka, to include your Eruv even where you're not there. But you know a place of Dover Masuya, Mamaka Masuya. That, though, Rabbi Yehuda says they were Mekel both for an Ani and Nasha. The only one who holds that was a Kula, only for an Ani, is Rav Meir. So the Brisa, that part of the Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. Amisha Bob Aderev Achashchalo, Vahyamakar Ilit, Vahomer Shvisasi Bikaro, Diktani Kana Sham Shvisaso, the Aloka Omer Zehu Shamru Ha'ani Ma'ara Baragla, Da Kula La'ani Hu Da'akil. Right? That's a Kula they made only for an Ani, according to Rav Meir. That you could project your Eruv, even to a place where you're not standing, within 2,000 Amas, because you recognize a specific place. Lo sheze Iker Eruv. That's not the Iker Eruv. Iker Eruv is being there, according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Chisda. Ela ba'omer shvisasi b'mkomi. From Yehuda amr afilu la'asher, shaya yoshev aveso. Ba'omer shvisasi b'sof alpaya mikilu nami. Even for an asher in his house, and he says, I know a place within 2,000 Amas over here, I want it to be in that Makom Mesuyim helps even for an Asher. The Alpha gave the Iker Eruv Bimkomihu, even though it's not the Iker Eruv, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, they were Mekel even that for even an Asher. V'lo amru, demash me'ikr enu v'enu b'pas, elu l'hokil, al ha'asher. And that which they said, the Mishnah says, that the ikr eruv is beregel. And the only reason you need a pass is to be makel on the asher who doesn't want to physically go to any place, and he doesn't recognize a place, because recognize a place, he wouldn't have to go either. He doesn't recognize any specific place. So he's going to have to go there or send a pass. So they were makel to send a pass. That's going to go for everybody, according to Rav Chisda. Because everybody holds, right, that Iker Eru Beregel, and the pass is only a kula for an usher. The Lav Maskana de Milse Rabbi Yehuda, that this last piece of the Mishnah is not an extension of Rabbi Yehuda, the Harabi Meir Nomi Modeba, the Iker Eru Beregel, because according to Rav Chisda, even Rav Meir is Moda that the Iker Eru is being there. Tanya Kavoshid Rav Nachman, the Omer Machlokis Bimkomi, the Afilo Hecha, the Omer Bimkomi, the Rav Meir Asher Lo, Rav Yehuda Nomi Lo Shori Lo Asher Ela Bimkomi, Av Mokom Ploni Lo. And what's it called? There's a Braisa like Rav Nachman, who says that the Machlokis is only where you said Shvisasi Bimkomi. There Rav Meir holds that only helps for an Ani, doesn't help for an Asher, and Rav Yehuda also for everybody. But everybody agrees that if you said in a different place where you're not, right, that's a kula only for an ani. That's Rav Nachman. Hachi Garcina, v'lo yetzi asher chutz l'tchum, v'yomer teish v'sasim komi. V'hai chutz l'tchum lav davka. Ela besof ha-tchum. Doesn't mean outside the tchum, because then it won't help at all. It means the end of the tchum. The e, davka chutz l'tchum betok dal ramas komer, shebo shvisasa. Right, and if it is, if it means outside the tchum, it means outside 2,000 amas. But within the 4 amas, then he can still make his Shvisa there. Shelo amru la'arib b'regel, afilu ki ha'gavna, the amr bimkomi, elu l'misha bo baderech, right? That they didn't say the halacha of being ma'arib b'regel only for an ani. Amr the Rav Meir, afilu bimkomi, ani in, oshelo. You see clearly, like Rav Nachman, that even bimkomi, not projecting it to another place, only helps, according to Rav Meir, for an ani. Because the ikar eruv is a pass. The etze asher chutz l'tchum, im yirtze, the Yomer Shvisasi bin Komi, Amal Rabbi Yehuda, lo shari lo asher, ela bin Komi, Rav Nachman. And you see from the second part of the Braisa, right, like Rav Yehuda holds, that only bin Komi was Rav Yehuda matter, even in asher. But shalo bin Komi, even Rav Yehuda agrees only in ani. Okay, let's go on. Amal Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa v'anshe beis Memel, v'anshe beis Gurion, there were people from two yeshuvim, Memel and Gurion, ba'aroma, and they wanted to travel to Aroma. Shehayu mechalkin grogros v'tzimukin laniyim b'shnei batzoros. In Aroma, they used to give out raisins and figs. Yeah, in what's it called when there was a famine, and they had a what's it called a place for welfare place in Aroma. They used to give out free food. Uboin anine kvar sichin v'anie kvar chananya. So the people from Kfar Sichin and Kfar Chananya used to come, Umach Sichin al Atchum, they used to extend their Tchum so they could be right by this place. So Motzei Shabbos, they would get there and get the food before it ran out. And since you're allowed to be Mach Sichin al Atchum for something that's mutter to do on Shabbos, and getting raisins and figs is not Nisr Shabbos. L'machres Mashkin Ruboin. The next day, they get up early, and they, what's it called, come into the city. Omar Ravashi, Masnisa Nomi Deka, Diktani, Mishiyotza Leilich Leir Shema Arvin La. Person wanted to go to a city where he wanted to make his Eruv, the Hechziro Chadero. The guy was on his road, and he wanted to go to extend his Eruv. Okay? And somebody came and told him, forget it, don't go. Go back. Hu Mutter Leilich, the next day he's allowed to go, his Eruv is extended. The Chol B'nei Ha'ir Asurim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And everybody else is Asur, and that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'avinin bo. Maishno'iu, maishno'inu. L'chari didn't make an Erev. He went home. Why is he mutter? Why is his Erev considered an Erev, and theirs is not? V'om Rav Huna, hachamai eskin, and kon sheyesh lo shnei batim, u shnei tchumei Shabbos b'neihem. He has two houses. And there are two tchumei Shabbos between these houses. So he's on the road, he wants to go to his Shabbos house. He's on the road to travel to a Shabbos house. He's not going back to his first house. So he's an Ani. He's on the road. Okay? And Ehu kiven de nafke le'urcha havileoni. He's traveling. He wanted to go when he set out. He was traveling to a Shabbos house. He's not going back home. So he can make the Erev without a pas. So we assume that he intended to make the Erev in a place either that he got to by the time before they sent him back, or that he recognized the place and he meant to have the Erev there in that place. The Hanach Ashirim Ninu. Right? And there Ashirim. Alma kol b'makom ploni ani in asher lo. Shmamina. So you see from here that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, right? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, only an ani can make an Erev in a place that he projected, but not an asher. So that goes according to Rav Nachman. Shmamina. Masni le Rav Chiya Barashi le Chiya Barav kamei derav. Rav Chiya Barashi taught this halacha to Chiya Barav in Rav's presence. Echad ani the echad asher. Right, whether it doesn't, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Echad ani the echad asher, when he argues our mayor. Amar le Rav, siyim bo nomi halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And with it, that halacha stakas like Rabbi Yehuda. And l'chor, according to Rav Nachman, because we brought proof that from two brises, that the halacha is like Rav Nachman. That the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is only where he's mamish in the place where he wants to make the Erev. But if he's not in that place, then everybody holds that only an Ani can make that kind of Erev. Rashi. Omer Rav Yehuda, Maisha Banshe Besh Memel, Banshe Besh Gurion Ba'aroma Mokum. Grogras Te'enim Yveshim, dried figs. Tzimukim Anovim Yveshim, dried grapes, raisins. Shinseav Shuvin Itztamku. Aniye Kfar Sichin, Smuchin Lahem. So these places were close to the place where they had the distribution place for free food. Shmukin lohen laaroma b'tov da'aro alafim. They were within 4,000 amas of aroma, so they could conceivably make an Erev at the end of the 2,000 and walk another 2,000 and end up coming to aroma, which was in 4,000 amas of these yeshuvim. U'machshichin alatchum alma ikar Erev b'rego. What they did was they came to that place, Erev Shabbos, and they made their Erev, then they went home. And the next day, they came there, so they could be there right away to get the free food. Even though they were aniyim, since they were going back home, they're considered like ashirim, because they weren't on the way. They weren't traveling there Friday night. They were kona shvisa there for the next day, because they weren't giving out the food till like Motzei Shabbos. So they went on Shabbos to get there, but they didn't have to be there Friday night. They had nothing to do there Friday night. So they went Friday, Shabbos afternoon, but they wanted to use that Erev so they could get there right away Motzei Shabbos when they were distributing the food, or on Shabbos if they distributed the food. But it wasn't Friday night. Gishnu kashirim dam. Di'ef shalahem below Muslim beis sudos. There l'chori, you need a pass. Ve'afal pikein hoyum arvin baragla. Still, it helped baragla. U'machshichin d'hainu b'mkomi. K'rav Nachman. And that's mashma, like Rav Nachman. That since, even though they were Ashirim, according to Rav Yehuda, it helps, but not according to Rav Meir. It's only Divrei Rav Yehuda. Alma ikar eru beregel. U'machshichin ala tchum, e'afagav v'gabi eru v'ashirin hein, domi besim yotzin, al kach v'yesh lehen pas, afilo hachi shori, ki les le shliach le'ari beraglov. Still, it helps, according to Rav Yehuda, even though they were Ashirim. So you see, like Rav Nachman. And they were there. So, and that only is according to Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir wouldn't help in that case, because they're Ashirim. Masnisin domideika k'Rav Nachman. The Mishnah also, you can be medayik like Rav Nachman. The Rabbi Yehuda b'makom ploni, asher lo, the chipolig ad Rav Meir b'mkomi hu depoli. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'makom ploni, only an ani helps, not an asher. Why? Mishiyotze koldehu, the hichzik b'derech, person left his house, and he's traveling, right? We don't know yet where he's traveling. He's traveling to another city. Le'ir shema arvin shesmucha le'iro the sof dalad alothim v'yochel adam leilech mizulazoy de'erev. He's traveling to another city and he wants to extend his tchum so he can get to the other city. De'echziru chadeiro, and he never got there. Somebody came and told him, "Domer le eschamahu, there's going to be a chamsin tomorrow. It's not kedai. You're not going to be able to walk tomorrow. Anyway, I should go home. Eschinahu, it's going to be extra. There's going to be blizzard tomorrow." Right, so he went home. He's allowed to go, and they're not allowed to go. They didn't make an Erev, he did. I, Lechori, went home. So see what happened. So talking a case where this guy has two houses. Echad Bezeh, is a house in City A, and a house in City B. And the two cities and two houses are 4,000 amas apart, or less than that. And therefore, he could conceivably make an Eruv and get to his other house. Okay, so that's what he intended. When he left his house, he wasn't intending to come back to his house A Friday night and then Shabbos to go to house B. He was intending to go to house B for Shabbos. So he's baderech, he's an oni. Right? And the other people were just accompanying him. They weren't intending to go to the other city for Shabbos. They were intending to make an Eruv, go home for Friday night, and then the next day go to the other city. They didn't have another house in the other city. They were just going to a kiddush. This guy had a house. So he was planning on going to his other house for the whole Shabbos. The other people were intending to go home for Friday night and go to the kiddush the next day, and then come home again. Right? So, Ihu Kivin and Nofek L'Urcha, he was on the road, not intending to come back home before they made him change his mind. Mishum Halicha Mamish, Velo Mishum La'ari Baraglav, his intention wasn't to make an Eruv. His intention was to make an Eruv and to continue on to his second house. So, Havi Le'oni, he's an Oni. V'yachalomar Shishlashim V'sofatrum. And even if he wasn't in the place, he could say, if he knew a place, that's V'sofatrum, Stami did, since he had two houses, he knew of a Mokum Asuyim, where he could make an Eruv to get to his other house. The Isayim Makum Hanikarlo, Sham, Uplukshad Amorahi, Lakamon. Ikalaman Diomar Dafilu Lo Omar Nomi, even if he didn't say anything. Kivan Danan Sari, the Hussein Boy Lemezel, since we know that's where he's going, wants to go to his other house, and he knows a place on the way that's a Dover Mesuyim, even if he didn't say it, it still helps. It's as if he said it. Kamanda Omar Domi, the Al Korchuk, but Lo Omar Midi Askina, where he didn't say anything. Chadid Lo Tani, Va Omar Shvisasi, Va Makum Ploni. Right, it doesn't talk, it's not saying over here that he said my shvisa should be in this specific place. The old me the polygram mayor Allah, the Omar Hareza Chamer Gamo, Shmamino, but lo Omar Shvisa Sivamakum Ploni Askina. Right? He didn't say specific place. Because if he say a specific place, what's the Chamer Gamo according to Reb Meir? The Reb Meir Molde Ba'ani, Reb Meir, according to everybody, holds an Ani, can make what's it called the Bimkomi. Right? The Machlokis, even according to Reb Chizda, right, is only, if it's only an Ani or not. But everybody holds an Ani can make the condition says it. You can say, Shvisasi b'makom ploni. Somebody has to be able to say it. Dim Toma Rav Meir Osher Choshevle, Lahai, the Mishum de Hitzik Badera Pur Salamash Leoni. Right? Let's say no. Rav Meir argues because he holds he's an Osher. Because since he ended up going back home, comes out, he wasn't traveling. He ended up going back home. Im Kain de Osher Choshevle Rav Meir, Chamer Gamal Amai. Right? L'chora, if Rav Meir holds he's an Osher, right? Then why is it Chamer Gamo? Chobaveso lo ratzo liknos. L'mais, he didn't want to be called the shvisa in his house. He gave that up. The ha'omer shvisasi b'sofatchum. V'sham lo yochol. The ha'lav onihu. And there, since he ended up going home, right, he can't make his shvisa in a different place because he's not an oni. The lo yosus m'komu boile. It shouldn't be Chamer Gamo. He shouldn't be able to move out of his dalet amos. Elo b'dlo omer askin. Spoken, we didn't say anything. V'rameir nomi oni mashvile. V'rameir holds he's an oni. Because that was his intention when he went. Even though now he's going back and changing his mind, that doesn't make him an Osher. Still considered an Ani. Because when he made the Eruv without saying anything, right, and it was understood that that's where he was going to his other house, and he needed the Eruv in the place that he recognized along the way. That's what a mayor holds. Really, he could make the Eruv in the place that he makir, because he's an Ani. According to everybody, it'll help according to Reb Meir, right? Even Reb Meir, an Ani. But we're not sure if that's what he meant. He didn't say anything. Now that somebody came and told him to go home, did he change his mind and relinquish that Eruv and want his Eruv to be from his house? Or he didn't relinquish it, and he kept it. He doesn't need to go farther in what's it called, the other direction of his house. So he just kept what he had. So therefore, Reb Meir says, we're not sure where he wanted Shvisa, in his house or 2,000 amos away, and therefore it's Chamer Gamal. He can't go on this side farther than this Eruv, and on the other side farther than the other Eruv. Hanach Hashirim Ninu, Vafil, and they, the other people who were walking with him, they weren't intending to go Friday night to the other city. They didn't have a house in the other city. They were intending just to make an Eruv, and then go back home and come there Shabbos during the day. They, since they're Ashirin, because they're staying home, right, they who can't make an Erev in a different place. Because Ashirim can't do that, according to anybody, if the Nasser there. The Elo Amru Pshita Amma called Mamakum Ploni Rabbi Yehuda Ani, in Asher Lo. Right? Because even Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to Rabbi Nachman, that only an Ani can say what's it called, Bimakum Ploni. Ulahachi Noket Yeshlo Beis Batim, the Elo Havi Le Beis Sahasim Lo Havi Amrina Kilo Amr Commander Amr Dom, the Dilma Kohadrabe. The only reason I say has another house there is because maybe Stam was going to somebody else's house. Why is that another house? Because only if you have another house is it obvious that that's what you meant. If you don't have another house, then maybe that's not what you meant. Halacha Krav Yehuda, Krav Nachman, call me, like Rav Yehuda, and like Rav Nachman, that even Rav Yehuda holds, Echad Ani Vechad Asher, only if you're there. But if you're not there, you're projecting it to another place, and even Rav Yehuda's moda, that only an Ani helps, and not an Asher, and Rav Meir also agrees to that, an Ani helps. Right? But an Asher wouldn't help.